Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Start your day at 9:59.
Good morning.
On 9:59 Breakfast.
Start your day on 9:59. We're starting our day with an aesthetic. I've been saying every time the name Blackie slips my tongue or my out of my mouth, I always say, but guys, do you realize that Blackie is an aesthetic? He's like something made by an artist.
Hey, she always says that.
I say it without fail.
Always.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Without fail. And I love your look. How are you? Good morning. Thank you for starting your day at 9:59. How do you shop? What's your shopping patterns? Like grocery shopping patterns?
Grocery shopping patterns. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a certain time of the month where, you know, just go out. But I don't really like the mall like that. Not because of, you know, where I am. It's just like, it's a lot of time spent not making money.
At the mall. When you're at the mall, you're spending,
yeah,
not making.
I try not to stay there for a very long time. Yeah, but yeah, I go there when it's important things.
Okay. So every now and again, he's at the mall. Not quite so often.
It's a Black Friday.
He's a Black Friday guy. You're on a Black Friday. So he's starting his day on 9:59, as are you. And when his mom blessed him with the name Sihle's Thole, he decided, nah, I'm going to go with Blackie. Why?
I mean, it's rap. I used to be Sihle for a very long time.
Just
Sihle, mm-hmm, a rapper, whatever. But then I had like a bar that was like, yo, something kicking rice, Blackie Chan. So I was Blackie Chan for like a very long time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm very interested in like myself and like, you know, just Googling and trying to figure out where I am in like the internet space.
Yeah.
So I used to Google Blackie Chan a lot, and my picture didn't used to put out. So I was like, I need to change it so that, you know, it's more niche and more specific, you know. So I changed the A to an X and then took out the Chan. And then now I'm Blackie. And
now
every time
Blackie.
I search it, it's me. So.
Yeah. Dope, very, very dope. He's hanging out with us for a bit this morning. Thank you very much, Blackie, for starting your day at 9:59. As are you who's listening, we appreciate you. Traffic next.
Start your day at 9:59.
Good morning.
Hashtag 9:59 Breakfast.
Aesthetically, he's a thing. Musically, he's a thing. Delivery on point. I'm saying to you now off air, Blackie, that I don't think in your catalogue you've got a song that has run flat. I mean, outside of where you were born and raised, we'll get to that. You've won Freshman of the Year. You were nominated for Album of the Year for Before Now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Song of the Year for Yeah, My Kids.
Anthem.
And that song.
Anthem.
My Kids and that song. Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. And also Best Collaboration at the South African Hip Hop Awards 2021. Sound good to you?
That's dope.
What does that feel like, hearing that back?
We got the BET nomination also this year.
BET Flow, yeah.
Best International Flow.
Yeah.
We got the FEMA also, a FEMA nomination for, what's it, Best Southern African Artist.
Oh, we got to be fist pumping nonstop.
You know what
diesel.
I mean? So, I mean, yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a very long time, so that's the thing that I'm surprised and most appreciative for. It's like, actually, Steiner posted about this yesterday. He was like, when you get into the game, you sort of imagine it being like a long, you know, a lot of trials and stuff, mm-hmm, like just working very hard to get to where you want to be, and you're not expecting it to happen in like a few months or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Just like my group, my peers, you know, Steiner, them, and every like young person that got into the game, it's like you get in there, you get like 10K followers or whatever, then you just drop, you know, a few songs and people like really like it, and then like everything just happens so quick. And luckily like we like very passionate about it, like I'm very passionate about music, and like I like doing it, so you know, we're able to handle like all that, you know, all that newfound, you know, fame and everything that's sort of happening around it. So yeah, I'm super happy about all the accolades, all the nominations, and yeah, you're just going further.
It's proper. It's very, very proper.
And like, who are your inspirations, bro? Because I mean, you're the kind of rapper, I guess a lot of them are these days, they even sing, you know, but lyrically, I mean, you're amazing as well, but when you sing, it's like, yo, this guy can actually rap.
Yeah.
You know, so like, what influences this brand, multifaceted artistry of Blackie?
Because it's genius, yeah?
Yeah, it's genius, definitely.
So, like, my first, like, experience of music is very much deep house. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my brother, he's out here.
Hey, nice.
For his
nice.
Birthday.
Hey, about four.
Hey, happy belated birthday. Figa, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Figa, yeah, Figa.
Mm. So, yeah, like, deep house was very much, like, the first thing I used to listen to. So, I used to enjoy, like, you know, female vocalists, like, Monique. Monique Bingham. Lucy. That type of vibe. And that's before I started making any music. Then when I started making music, I was listening to a lot of new age rap, a lot of X, a lot of Trippie Redd,
Post Malone,
those
yes.
type of things. So I think, yeah, those two, they're not opposing, but they, yeah, very much contrasting sides of music, inform like what I do right now. Yeah.
I want to take you back to your educational background. Did you ever get your social sciences degree?
No.
You didn't.
I just left. I bounced.
Yeah, you know, it happens, eh? It happens. Do you feel bad about that? Do you feel any pressure from that?
I feel bad because I didn't do it, like, the official way. Like, apparently, not apparently, but I know there's a way you can go to, like, the offices and be like, yo, I'm about to take a little break right now. Can mm-hmm. you just, like, close my stuff?
You just left.
Yeah, you just left. That's what I feel bad about. But leaving, nah.
Well, I'm happy that we're hanging out in studio, getting to meet you, actually, for the first time. I don't think we've ever met. You've definitely met Sol.
Yeah.
I've met a few times.
It's really, really nice appreciating you from a distance. And really getting to interact with your energy. I'm an energy person and I get fascinated when I love people from a distance and then I meet them for the first time and that love that I genuinely feel for them is matched by their energy, which is pretty cool. Your come up, quite magical. You've just summed it up. I mean, you thought it might have been a long journey and so forth. It wasn't. It really wasn't. The traveling and begging people for studio time. Did you go through that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got here, like, the first time I came to Jersey trying to make this thing happen, I was with, like, six other guys. And we were a group.
Called what?
We are called Cloud Internet Boys.
Are you still together?
Really? Yeah, we're out here now. They're all out here now. Like, yeah. I mean, I'll explain.
I don't know them. Who?
I'm just saying. Are you guys still together, though? Or it's a thing in the head, and that's shy, but we have one has taken off.
and
others must pull up their socks. It's like the whole D12 Eminem thing.
I feel like everyone, like, found their space. You know, so, like, some people figured out to go to K. Maybe rapping is not my thing, but I can be, like, in another space, you know what I'm saying? Like, promotion or whatever. You know what I mean? So, but when we first got here, we all wanted to rap. And then, you know, that didn't work out, so we went back. And then I came back with one person, Leo, my best friend, and we tried to make it work together, and then that was still a problem because it was, like, I feel like it's just... When you're trying to go, like, house to house and couch to couch, like, it's hard when it's, like, more than one person. Because I guess you, the, like, in those two people, you're the only one that's speaking. You know what I mean? You want to buzz, I go to you. I'm coming there.
And it slips in there. It sounds so dope. It's kind of
So then you ask, and then you get there, it's two of you guys, so the guy's like, you can't be here for more than 2 days, and like, it's two of you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So it became a problem, so he had to leave, and then I stayed, and then, yeah, like a few months later, I met Nandi, and then we dropped Before Now, and then, yeah, everything sort of changed from there. And then I brought Leo back, and then a bunch of other guys also came back, and we all do different things now.
That's dope. Do Wednesdays ever feel like a Friday to you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if the day before was just a very chill day.
Yeah.
And then, today's actually 25K's birthday, so it might actually feel like a Friday.
Hey, a little bit later.
Depends on what he does.
Shout out 25K. Do you do school tours and visits and stuff? And
yeah.
How do the young ones receive you?
It's crazy. I actually did something for, what was it? Redbat, and I had to go to, like, back home to, like, my primary school. And that was crazy. Like, I didn't expect. That's when I actually realized that, like, primary school kids are actually the ones listening to the more, like, rap, you know what I'm saying? More like
rapidy
trap vibes. Yeah,
they love
so,
you.
Yeah, bro, it was just mad to do that. And then, yeah, we obviously do other, you know, university tours, other high school things. Yeah. And those are the craziest shows, like, hands down.
Fantastic. Good to know that kids dig you.
Sleep. Yeah, y'all. Yeah. it was hiding. Seven letters of the alphabet, real G, and no wagon. All facts, no copy, yeah. Run it up, check the tally, yeah. Run it up, check the standard, yeah. I'ma slide on the B, yeah. I'ma dive in the, yeah. I'ma dive in the T, H-O-T. That is a thought, I'm in a pot, P-O-T. I'm trying to do it on camera, baby, what's happening, yeah. P-O-V, I be so hot if you ask, nigga, this can't handle. Oh, that's on me, that's on me, that's on me, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is literally one of my favorite songs. This is literally, and I know the kids love it, and I know kids dig it. But literally, when I hear this song, I also lose my cool, like the kids. Like, I'm just gonna go and do like a little dance fit. It's pretty. It's like a dope anthem. You just said it.
For sure. For sure.
What inspired this song? I mean, you and Nasty like literally went in here.
So like, I really did want to make an anthem. Like that was the plan. Like the hook is like that, yeah. Like on purpose. And then the song was just me by myself, like. Before, and then like just one day I decided to DM Nasty. I sent him like a voice note of the song.
Yeah,
I hadn't really spoken to him before. I still don't really speak to him like that because, you know, he's out there doing his own
really?
Thing also.
So but you guys make music and then there's nothing there. It's just like an open
yeah
vacuum.
I mean, we link sometimes, you know, okay. Talk here and there, but it's like, you know, everyone's busy, so you don't really think like that. But then, yeah, so I sent him that, and then, like, literally 2 days later, I had the verse, and then I was ready to get the song out.
Wow, so he didn't go, who are you? Because, I mean, you weren't that big then, and he was huge. I mean, he still is.
I mean, since I work with Nandi, she's been, like, in the game for a bit. I think she actually did work with Nasty before, yeah.
So she was able to put it together.
Yeah, like, before I sent the song, he actually had us on his Zuluman or some power tour.
Zuluman with some
power.
Yeah, power, yeah.
That's all. It was me and Lucas. So then I think he sort of knew who I am or whatever, because I'm also from Durban, you know, and I have been hitting him out for a bit at that time. And then, yeah, I sent him the song and I had it back.
Very interesting. I find it very, very interesting that you guys would record music and then there's just like a vacuum space. Because the song sounds like you guys hang out all the time. The chemistry is on par. Everything is on par. It sounds like you guys are legit.
For sure.
Legit, proper. And you recorded in different studios?
Yeah, like he sent the verse over. And then we sort of mixed it through WeTransfer, internet, whatever. Yeah.
Hectic days.
Bro, I'm curious, right, on your opinion, because, I mean, you've dabbled in a bit of piano, and AKA's latest record, he says, thank God they showed their true colors, switched up to piano like vultures. How do you feel about that line? Because it's obviously taking shots at rappers who've dabbled in piano, Reason, you, the white kid, what's his name?
Costa Titch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... I feel like there's a difference between, you know, completely switching up and dabbling, like you said. Like I do whatever, bro, as long as it sounds dope. I don't really take offense to anything like that, because I'm not a piano guy. Like it doesn't really matter what I'm doing, as long as people like it. Actually, as long as I like it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because, you know, I feel like I have a pretty, you know, good idea of like music and like you know what sounds musical or whatever. So if I like it, I'm pretty sure my people will like it, first of all, like the fans within.
Is it even necessary to box people? I mean, is it even necessary to throw a line like that out? Like
AKA, it's not good to box people.
It makes sense. I feel like it's been in a lot of rappers like tongues who say something like that, you know what I mean? I guess he was the first one to put it in song. But yeah, there's been like plenty of interviews and stuff where, you know, people are like, yo,
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, all that stuff. But yeah.
I don't think it's necessary. I think if people are artists and they're artistic in music, then it's just like express themselves however they want to. You can switch it up anytime, like literally being married to a single genre. It's like limiting yourself.
Like
there's an international opportunity to like collaborate with a Bono, say, for instance, right? And he's not piano.
He's
got like this musical thing that he thinks, you know, could fit Blackie. And he's like, yo, come on board. And I hear you've boxed yourself.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm not going to touch that because this is the genre that I fit into. I think it's weird when people live their lives like that. Nonetheless,
start your day at 9:59.
Good morning.
On 9:59 Breakfast.
Okay.
Blackie, this is Sigar. We're Sigar and Kekes here. You said it's who's Mang 25? 25% birthday.
25K. Wow, shame. And that's rap Ntanabantu. And he's getting a good distract of Big Zulu. It's 25K.
25K. Sorry, honey. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Percentage just came straight to mind. You know, industry figures. And it means things, you know. I'm so sorry. I'll take my L. It's 26 minutes after 7. We're hanging with Blackie. Yes, it's his friend's 25K's birthday today. So definitely a day to Sigar Ikeke. Sigar. Who wrote that song? You write all your songs. You don't have any ghostwriters.
No, none of that.
When people are asked about ghostwriters, why do they say nah, like it's a bad thing?
Like you're gonna lose some respect.
I don't feel like it's a bad thing. What you don't lose respect.
Yeah.
If someone has a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
No, I don't lose respect for them.
No, not at all.
Especially if it's an artist like you who sings, right? Because singers like R. Kelly and everybody else have been having ghostwriters. If it's for raps, then I've got a problem. But if it's just for artistry, now.
Why do people have problems when rappers have ghostwriters? I don't get it. There are people that are lyrically gifted, and then there are people that are gifted with flow. So put the two together, you have a hit. You take yours, I take mine. How does it mess anything up in the game? I don't get it.
I feel like, I don't know, like flow is a very like broad term. I feel like if I'm writing the raps for you, I want to hear it the same way I wrote it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like the way people do it now actually is different. Like, it's not like I write it and then I give you like a text or whatever. It's like I go and record the song.
Yeah.
And then you just replacing like the vocals with your vocals.
Yeah.
So it's me, but now it's just you because of your name and like the thing and stuff like that. And I don't mind it.
Yeah.
You know, it's dope for business also. It's dope if you're gonna make hits and stuff like that. It's just not for me.
So you're part of the biggest song right now, Set It With KO, and many say you pretty much make that song.
No.
You've seen it up.
That's not what they say.
No, listen, this is the truth. We're all happy for KO. Right? But we do see the comments on social media.
Yeah.
We do see people's posts on our WhatsApp statuses and so forth and so forth.
Mm.
Everybody's jumping on the Blackie wave on this. I'm not lying, right?
Yeah, I want to hear.
I'm not lying. And we're not trying to seed any divisions in the bromance that's happening around Sette right now. But I mean, this is public opinion and we're just putting it on the table.
Mm.
Do you ever take any moment to let your rise and shine literally sink in and give yourself credit to the magic that you put on people's songs? Like a Sjava, you'll feature Sjava on a song. You end up sounding like Sjava featured you on your own song.
Mm,
you understand?
I get you.
And that's your vibe.
I mean, okay, Sete, in particular, like, according to Twitter, my verse is like, it's not the one. Like, people
What do they know, those words?
Like, oh, Blackie, you ruined the song, dog. Is there?
Which side of Twitter are you reading?
I don't know.
Get out of the black side
of
Twitter.
A comment or two
There's a few. But then, I mean, I don't really take it to heart because, you know, I get on stage and, you know, people sing the whole thing. So I'm like, probably just a few people that don't really mess with it. But yeah, that's a crazy song, bro. Like, that song is mad. Like, Stunner went crazy also.
Oh, Stunner's beautiful on that song. He's so smooth on that song.
It's crazy.
Yeah. When you were making the song, were you guys all in the studio? And if it was sent to you, what did you hear? Had you heard Stunner's verse, the other verses?
So, KO came to the house in Midrand, like the studio, and he was giving out the merch. So I think he was just going to different people, like in person, just to give them this kind of merch and, you know, sort of greet and be like, yo, you know, saying we should work or whatever. So yeah, he got there and then he said we should work, okay. And then like 2 weeks later, he pulled up with the song. It was on a USB and he's like, yo, this is the thing I'm trying to put you on. And it had everything. It was just me missing.
Really?
Ooh, the pressure. Because hey, Stana goes in also.
Yeah,
I felt like it was it's like a short verse. It's like a, you know, short, cute, small verse. So I wasn't really worried about that. If the verse was longer, then I would have been like, yo, actually, can we just...
But it all makes sense.
Chill out a bit and then try it later. But then, yeah, it was a nice, small verse, and I felt like, you know, it could make it happen.
Beautiful song.
It's a gorgeous song. It really, really is a gorgeous song, and I'm glad it landed on all of your guys' laps because, I mean, you guys did a thing with it. So, any other collabos in the pipeline shortly before we have to let you go? Who are you planning to work with locally, and who are you hoping to work with internationally now that you've got that BET Flow nomination? Yeah.
Right now, I'm still chasing down Tejo because we did a song. But then, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be great, man.
We did a song. It's me, him, and Flame. But then we weren't really
I
in
call
studio.
Him Big Master Flex in my head. Like, Flink, yeah.
So Teho, definitely. Trying to do more stuff with Nasty also. But most of the guys are pretty much have ideas and sounds with them already. So like MT and Casper, AKA all of them. We have a few songs internationally. Asley is going crazy right now, so shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
CK.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I'm not really worried about collaborations like that. I mean, it'll happen if it happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lyra is the one I always put out in the end. Be like, yo, Lyra. I need to do a song with Lyra. Yeah.
Lyra.
Yeah.
Oh, Lyra, who's recovering from a stroke.
For sure.
I love
that. Munewa was open
that.
Also. She was here. She said she'd love to work. She said she'd love to work with you.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, she was here.
She did say.
But she was on that seat as well.
So, guys, we have to let Blackie go because now we're like, this guy is captivating us. Hey, we are captured. Okay, cool. So, Blackie, thank you very much for starting your day at 959.
Appreciate it.
We dig you, boy. We really respect you.
Thank you.
And Godspeed, with everything.
Appreciate
absolutely.
It. Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Blackie. Something I'm with the man, the hottest, the greatest. And I'm starting my day on 959.
Start your day at 959.
Good morning.
Hashtag 959 breakfast. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.